Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. James chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. As the scriptures say, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves before God. Did you know that God is capable of hatred? Or perhaps you think that God is so nice that he couldn't bring himself to hate anything. The fact is that the Bible is quite clear that God seethes with hatred at times. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16, we learn that God hates seven things, and the top of the list is pride. God's problem with pride is that it's a complete rejection of him. The proud person doesn't have any need for God, but lives a life in defiance of God's will. And so we read that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. We therefore need to carefully unpack what this humble word means, because it's clearly the gateway to true blessing. Humility doesn't sound too attractive. We have awful images of people putting on an act, claiming to be but a mere worm and totally unworthy. That's what we can neatly describe as false humility. True humility is the reverse of pride. The proud person has hands that are so full of their own excellence that they're unable to receive anything from God. The humble person stands in complete contrast and comes to God with empty hands, longing to receive his blessings. The truly humble person has a clear understanding of life. They understand that they are a much loved child of God, and that in order to be fully alive, their life needs to be lived step by step in daily dependence on God. They don't have an inflated view of their own importance, but at the same time, they see how important they are in God's eyes. Humility is the key that unlocks the door to the life that God wants us all to live. That you're so eager to bless our lives. Help us to come to you today with empty hands, ready to receive whatever you want to give us. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbean. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.